Hello and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. Welcome to this new week. I'm Johanna and I'm your reader today. Today is Sunday, the 25th of October, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 7th of Cheshvan. During the Second Temple period, this was the time when the pilgrims who lived the farthest away, a 15-day journey, arrived home from Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles, and the celebrations in Jerusalem. And in Israel, the prayers for rain are added to the liturgy. This week, our parasha is called Lech Lecha, which means go forth, and today's portion is Genesis 12, 1 through 13. Before I begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the Lord said to Abram, "Get going out from your land, and from your relatives, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. My heart's desire is to make you into a great nation, to bless you, to make your name great, so that you may be a blessing. My desire is to bless those who bless you, but whoever curses you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went, just as the Lord had spoken to him. Also Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his nephew, and all their possessions that they had acquired, and the people that they acquired in Haran, and they left to go to the land of Canaan. And they entered the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land as far as the place of Shechem, as far as Moreh's big tree. The Canaanites were in the land then. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "I will give this land to your seed." So there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the mountain to the east of Bethel and erected his tent, with Bethel to the west and Ai to the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram kept on journeying southward. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to live as an outsider there, because the famine was severe in the land. Just as he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, "Look, please, I know that you are an attractive woman, so when the Egyptians see you, they'll say, 'This is his wife,' and they'll kill me, but you they'll let live. Please say that you are my sister, so that I'll be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you." That was Genesis 12, 1 through 13. Today, our portion from the prophets will be Joshua 18. Then the whole congregation of Bnei Israel assembled at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there after the land was now subdued before them. Yet there remained among Bnei Israel 7 tribes that still had not received their portions. So Joshua said to Bnei Israel, "How long will you be slack about going in to possess the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint for yourselves 3 men from each tribe, and I will send them, and they will arise and walk through the land and describe it according to their inheritance, and then return to me. They are to divide it into 7 portions. Judah will remain within its territory in the south, and the house of Joseph will remain within their territory in the north. After you have described the 7 portions of the land, bring the description here to me. Then I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. Also Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. So the men arose and went, and Joshua charged those who went to write a description of the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it. Then return to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh. So the men went, passing through the land, and described it in a scroll, town by town in seven parts. Then they came to Joshua at the camp at Shiloh. Then Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua apportioned the land to Bnei Israel according to their divisions. Now the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up for their clans. The territory of their allotment lay between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Now their border on the north side was from the Jordan. The border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hill country westward, and it ended at the wilderness of Beth Avin. Then the border passed from there to Luz, to the side of Luz, that is Bethel, southward. Next, the border went down to Atrot Adar, near the mountain that lies to the south of lower Beth Horon. On the west side, from the hill facing Beth Horon southward, the border curved, turning about southward, and ended at Kiryat Baal, that is Kiryat Ye'arim, a town of the children of Judah. This was the west side. Then the south side was from the outskirts of Kiryat Ye'arim. Then the border went westward, going to the spring of the waters of Niftoach. Then the border went down to the foot of the mountain by the valley of Ben Hinnom, which is at the north end of the valley of Rephaim. Then it went down to the valley of Hinnom, to the slope of the Jebusite southward, and went down to En Rogel. Then it curved north, and went to En Shemesh, and ran to Glilot opposite the ascent of Adumim, and went down to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. Next it passed northward to the slope facing the Arava of the Jordan Valley, and went down to the Arava. Then the border passed along the side of Beth Hogla northward, and the border ended at the northern bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the southern border. The Jordan was to be the border on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, and its borders all around according to their clans. Now the towns of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their clans, were Yericho, Bet Hogla, Emek Keziz, Bet Arva, Zmaraim, Bet El, Avim, Para, Ofra, Chefar Amona, Ofni, and Geva, 12 towns with their villages, Givon, Rama, Be'erot, Mitzpe, Chefira, Motza, Rekem, Irpeel, Tarala, Tzela, Elef, and Yevus, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiryat, 14 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their clans. That was Joshua 18. And today's portion from the writings is Psalm 18. For the music director, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. He chanted the words of this song to the Lord on the day the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock. In him I take refuge, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold. I called upon the Lord worthy of praise, and I was rescued from my enemies. Cords of death entangled me. Torrents of Belial overwhelmed me. Cords of Sheol coiled around me. Snares of death came before me. In my distress, I called on the Lord and cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry before him came into his ears. Then the earth rocked and quaked. The foundations of the mountains trembled. They reeled because he was angry. Smoke arose from his nostrils, and consuming fire from his mouth. Coals blazed from him. He parted the heavens and came down. With thick darkness under his feet, he rode upon a kerub and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his cover, his sukkah all around him, dark waters, thick clouds. Out of the brilliance before him passed his thick clouds, hail and fiery coals. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and Elion gave forth his voice, hail and fiery coals. He shot his arrows and scattered them, hurled lightning bolts and routed them. Then ravines of water appeared. The foundations of earth were exposed at your rebuke, Lord, at a blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of mighty waters. He saved me from my powerful enemy, from those who hated me. For they were much stronger than me. They came against me in my day of calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out to a wide open place. He rescued me since he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me for my righteousness. For the cleanness of my hands he repaid me. For I kept the ways of the Lord and did not turn wickedly from my God. For all his judgments are before me. I do not put his rulings away from me. I also had integrity with him and kept myself from sin. So the Lord rewarded me for my righteousness, for the cleanness of my hands in his eyes. With the loyal, you deal loyally. With the blameless, you are blameless. With the pure, you are pure. And with the crooked, you are shrewd. For you save lowly people, but haughty eyes you humble. For you light up my lamp. The Lord, my God, shines in my darkness. For with you I rush on a troop. With my God I scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is pure. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God girds me with strength and makes my way straight. He makes my feet like those of deer and makes me stand on my heights. He trains my hands for battle, so my arms can bend a bronze bow. You gave me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand upholds me. Your gentleness makes me great. You broaden my steps beneath me, so my ankles have not slipped. I pursue my enemies and overtake them, and will not return until they are wiped out. I will crush them till they cannot rise, till they fall beneath my feet. For you girded me with strength for battle. You made those who rose up against me bow down before me. You also made my enemies turn their backs to me. I cut off those who hate me. They cry out, but there is none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as dust before the wind. I pour them out like mud in the streets. You free me from strifes of the people. You set me as head of the nations. People I did not know are serving me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. Children of foreigners cringe before me. Children of foreigners lose heart and come trembling from their hideouts. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. Exalted be God, my salvation. God, he gives me vengeance and subdues peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. Indeed, you lift me up above those who rise up against me. You deliver me from the violent man. Therefore I praise you among the nations, Lord, and sing praises to your name. Great victories he gives to his king. He shows loyal love to his anointed. to David and his seed forever. That was Psalm 18. Our final portion today is from the Apostles, and it is Matthew 13, 1 through 30. On that day, after Yeshua left the house, he was sitting by the sea, and large crowds gathered around him. So he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the shore. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to spread some seed. As he was scattering the seed, some seeds fell by the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they didn't have much soil. They sprang up immediately, because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, they were scorched, and because they had no roots, they withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew and choked them out. But others fell on good soil and were producing fruit. They yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." Then the disciples came to him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he replied to them, "To you has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have plenty. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. For this reason I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing but never understand. You will keep looking but never see. For the heart of this people has become dull, their ears can barely hear, and they have shut their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts. Then they would turn back and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I tell you, many a prophet and tzaddik longed to see what you are seeing and did not see, and to hear what you are hearing and did not hear. You then, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the one having been sown along the road. The one sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root himself, but lasts only a short while. And when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, immediately he falls away. But the one sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, and the worries of the world and the seduction of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now the one sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands. He indeed bears fruit, yielding 100-fold, some 60, some 30 times what was sown. He presented to them another parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while the men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. Now when the stalk sprouted and produced grain, then the weeds also appeared. So the slaves of the landowner came and said to him, 'Master, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Then where did the weeds come from?' But he replied, 'An enemy did this.' Now the slaves say to him, 'Do you want us then to go out and gather them up?' But he says, 'No, for while you are gathering up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, I will tell the reapers, first gather up the weeds and tie them in bundles to burn them up. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" That was Matthew 13, 1 through 30. And that concludes the readings for this episode. If you are reading through the apostolic writings twice this year, you'll be reading 2 Peter 3 also today. Thank you for listening. I pray you'll be blessed, and may the words of God grow in good soil in your hearts today and bear much fruit. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shavua Tov, have a good week, and Shalom until next time.